AP News for Sunday, January 22nd. I'm Shelley Adler. There has been another mass shooting, this time in California late Saturday night. That's when 10 people were killed and 10 injured at a large Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the motive is still unclear.
We don't know if this is specifically a hate crime defined by law, but who walks into a dance hall and guns down 20 people? The description we have now is of a male Asian. Does that matter? I don't know. I can tell you that everything's on the table.
Authorities in Louisiana say 12 people were injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Baton Rouge early Sunday. Police said one of the victims was in critical condition, while the rest are listed in stable condition. An attorney for Joe Biden says additional documents with classified markings were found at the president's Wilmington home on Friday. Instead of saying,
"There's no there there,"
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin would like to hear President Biden take responsibility for the classified documents that have been found.
He sure didn't intend for it to fall in wrong hands and use it against our country. I know they didn't intend that to happen. Could it have happened? I don't know. And yeah, you just might as well say, listen, it's irresponsible. It was something we should have had a better check and balance on.
GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina says she's disappointed that it took so long for the Biden administration to first admit the wrongdoing.
I am grateful that the president is now being more transparent about it, but he did hide it for 2 months once it was discovered, and then nobody knew about it for 5 years.
Both Mace and Manchin appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. According to AP sources, President Biden is expected to name Jeff Zients to replace Ron Klain as chief of staff. This is AP News.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Brooke Shields reveals in the documentary Pretty Baby she was raped by an unnamed colleague after she graduated college. The film also details how Shields was exploited as a child actor. She says Hollywood is improving but could be better.
We have made progress. I think that it is maybe few steps forward, one step back. I think it's going to be a process.
Avengers actor Jeremy Renner says he broke more than 30 bones when his snow tractor rolled over on him on New Year's Day near Lake Tahoe. Renner writes on social media he appreciates all the messages of support he's gotten.
But darling, when I hope.
Axl Rose performed at Lisa Marie Presley's funeral at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee on Sunday. Billy Corgan and Alanis Morissette also performed. Presley's mother, Priscilla, tearfully read a poem her daughter had written. Lisa Marie has been buried near her father, Elvis Presley.
The winner at the box office this week, Avatar: The Way of Water. Shelley Adler, AP News.